Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back to the Labatt Blue Studio for quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Quarter three is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. If you're looking for the best barbecue sauces and rubs, just head on over to 409tailgateclub.com. Just to let you know, I wasn't just drinking over the weekend. I also had 409 food.
Nice.
And wine also. So, again, back to the drinking theme. Anyway, Greg, it is time to look at the national college football picture. I know the official college football rankings are coming out this week, but I said, why in the world should we wait for them?
No reason to.
None. They're just going to rank the teams where they are right now. We're going to tell you who's going to end up getting there, right?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, here's what I'd like to do. I want to go conference by conference, just because it's really narrowed down who the contenders are.
Yep.
They're going to be playing each other, and the picture's really kind of clearing up. Let's start in the Southeast Conference. Alabama, coming off a bye week, which, by the way, means they practiced among themselves, so it was probably their toughest week of the season.
Yes.
They're playing LSU.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner of that game will probably win the Southeast Conference West.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
LSU have a chance?
I don't think so. I mean, I've watched this Alabama team. I've watched the LSU. I actually like LSU. I think they're a good football team. But, I mean, to get behind them in a game like this, Jim, there's just it's not something I think I can do. I mean, Alabama at some point is going to face a test that it can't overcome, or it's at least one that it struggles with. But, and the game is at LSU, so, I mean, that certainly helps. But Alabama's listed as a 14-point favorite. I think it's probably a close game. I think it stays well within that number. I think we're talking about a 3-7-point game at most. But Alabama comes out on top. LSU, with two losses, falls out of the college football playoff conversation. They get a nice bowl game, probably a New Year's Six bowl, but not a trip to the big dance.
And I'm going to say two contradictory things here, but I think they're both true. First of all, I don't know if there's anybody in the country that can stay with Alabama.
Yeah.
But we really have no idea because they haven't played anyone yet.
Right. Agreed.
So this will be the chance at LSU. But it also, and I'm going to segue into one of my pet peeves.
Okay.
In some ways, Alabama might be better off losing this game.
Okay.
Because if they lose, LSU wins the division, goes to the championship game, probably plays Georgia. Good chance they lose that. But Alabama, as a one-loss team, will cozy into the playoffs and not have the stigma of losing the championship game, the most recent game going into the playoffs. And we've seen this before, Ohio State. We've seen it with Alabama last year.
Yep. No, it's a fair point for sure. I mean, I think that you prefer to see a team, experience the taste of defeat. But, Jim, I just don't know if anyone's good enough to beat this Alabama team. I mean, every game they come out and the odds makers make the point spread higher and higher and people keep betting and betting Alabama. And guess what? They win every single week. And they, couldn't bet them last week because of the bye. And that was the only thing they could stop the winning streak, because every week they come out and just play teams that look like they might be able to not make it a game, but at least stay within the point spread that's 30, 35, 40 points, and they never end up doing so.
I was actually surprised that you said you thought LSU would cover the spread. All right, let's go to the other side of the Southeast Conference East Division. Georgia plays Kentucky.
Yes, that weird Kentucky team.
Does Kentucky have a chance against Georgia?
I don't think so.
I asked you that question too quick as you were drinking your water.
As we get through as the cold season begins. I mean, I think that at this point, I can't figure out Kentucky, though. I mean, they're a team that just makes absolutely no sense to me. I mean, they're 7-1. I understand that. They have wins over Florida and Mississippi State, and then they lose to Texas A&M, who Mississippi State just beat. So I can't figure out the Wildcats at all. But I do have Georgia, I think, figured out. I think that's a good football team. I think that they're number six. They can move up if, I think they're a team that can move up if they beat Kentucky, and we'll see LSU fall if it loses Alabama, which we all expect. So This is a big game for Georgia. They can play themselves maybe not into the top four in this game because I think that Michigan will slide up from 5 to 4 if it beats Penn State. But at the end of the day, I do think that Georgia wins this game and wins it pretty comfortably as a 10-point favorite.
I think so also, and I think Georgia is probably one of the four best teams in the country.
Yeah.
But they already have a loss, so when they play Alabama in the Southeast Conference Championship game, and I did say when, they lose that game, they'll have their second loss and be out. All right, let's move over to the Big 12. It's Oklahoma and West Virginia are the teams with one loss.
Yep.
So, well, first of all, just let's say one of them gets through the rest of the season. They have to play each other, and then they possibly have to play each other again in a conference championship game. So when they play each other the first time, second loss eliminates you. But can a Big 12 team, with one loss, go to the playoffs?
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of people out there that say yes. To me, it's a pretty easy no. I mean, look, I respect the Big 12 and understand that, you know, Texas at 6-2 is done. West Virginia at 6-1 is done. That leaves, I know, I said they're 6-1, I get it, but that team's going to lose at least one more game. It's just, I don't understand that team at all. So it leaves you with Oklahoma, and the Sooners are 7-1 at this point. They are number 7 in the country. Do they have a shot at the college football playoff? Well, they lost to Texas. So, I mean, I think that loss now looks worse after Texas lost to Oklahoma State on Saturday. So, you know, there's that. And then, you know, they have to play West Virginia at the end of the year. So, one of those, if West Virginia doesn't have its second loss by then, one of those two teams is getting its second loss. So, no, I don't think a Big 12 team can get in, which obviously, if both those teams get to that game unscathed and one of them's going to be one loss team at the end of the year. But, no, I don't think either one of those tools can get into the college football playoff.
Is it possible for let's say Oklahoma runs the table?
Yep.
They finish with one loss. Is it possible a two-loss team could jump them to get into the playoffs? I don't believe a two-loss team has been in the playoffs previously, correct?
Correct. And no, I don't think so. I mean, to me, at this point, I think that the playoff is going to be Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Michigan, just like it's setting up to once LSU loses to Alabama. I really, truly believe that those are the four teams that get in. Could it be Georgia? Yeah, it could be Georgia. But other than that, I don't think anyone's jumping anyone. I don't think Ohio State is getting in because I think Michigan's going to beat Ohio State at the end of the year. So throw them out the window. And I don't think that there'll be a two-loss team that can jump any of those four teams, let alone jump over Oklahoma. So I don't think so at this point.
So even a Georgia team that, say, is the first team to give Alabama a battle to the end, a field goal game, they lose, they have their second loss, will not jump Oklahoma.
Don't think so, no.
I agree with you. We've seen this play out.
But then again, the committee's been so inconsistent at times with the way it does things and the way it evaluates things that it's hard to, I think, paint them into a box at this point.
Well, here's where I do think they've been consistent. They talk about strength of schedule.
Right.
But it's just talk.
Yep.
A couple years ago, Penn State wins the Big Ten, arguably the best conference in the country, but mm-hmm. they had two losses. Washington, the weakest conference, the Pac-12, with a terrible out-of-conference schedule. Guess who goes? The team with one loss.
Right.
Ohio State gets in, one loss. Alabama got in with one loss, and they weren't conference. Conference championships don't matter. Strength of schedule doesn't matter. It's number of losses.
Right.
That's what I think the lesson we've learned. And, by the way, I'll get off the soapbox about the playoffs for at least a couple minutes.
Fair enough.
Till we run into something again.
Till something else comes up.
Till something else comes up. All right. Let's go to the ACC, where Clemson has what I will essentially call a bye getting into the playoffs. Any argument with that?
No, none whatsoever. I mean, you look at their schedule, man. It is not a particularly good schedule. I know they have to go to Boston College in a couple of weeks, and that might be the one place they get tripped up. But other than that, Jim, they're not losing. I don't think they're losing to Boston College either, because Boston College anyone that's looking at them this year, I think you have to remember that that defense is not as good as it was. That defense is not as good as it was the last couple of years, and their offense,
even when they were a bad team,
exactly right. Their offense is a little bit better. There's no argument to be made about that. But at the end of the day, they made their bones and got some upsets on defense, and they don't have it this year, and they can't score with a team like Clemson, who now looks like it has it. It looks like everything's firing on all cylinders now. I think it took a Trevor Lawrence a couple of weeks to get locked in, but Jim, I think he's there now.
He's the real deal. All right, BC. You pray for a blizzard.
Yep.
There's your shot. All right. How about the Pac-12, where there is one lost team, and that team is not Stanford. It's not USC. It's not Washington. It's Washington State,
yep,
of all teams. The Fighting Mike Leeches.
That's right.
They have left on their schedule. They play Washington, but they have them at home.
Yep.
And then, of course, a conference championship game. They could finish the season with one loss, can't they?
Absolutely, yeah. There's no reason why they can't. I mean, I think that this is a really, really interesting Washington State team because, you know, you look at it and you want to say to yourself that, you know, Mike Leach has said and done some crazy things, and that sort of becomes a side story, not necessarily the team itself. But, man, I'll tell you what. I mean, at 7-1, they've beat some pretty good teams up to this point. I mean, the win over Oregon was special to them. The win over Stanford was special to them. But they don't really have anybody too challenging left. I just don't know if it's enough, Jim, for them to be able to jump over some of these teams that are in front of them. Sometimes circumstance really sinks you in these college football playoff talks. And I think that that's what we have going on here, that they, while a good team and while they'll probably finish the season with one loss, I think that the combination of the teams that they played not being all that great, and also the fact that, you know, they just don't have another win left on their schedule to jump over. They're going to need a lot of chaos in front of them that I don't think they're going to get.
Okay, because we only have a minute left. Let's assume Notre Dame has at most one loss, and I'm not sure I even see that. Florida State, USC on
their
schedule.
A lot. Yeah, we've talked a lot, yeah, about USC being maybe that team. That USC team stinks. There's no chance. Yeah.
I actually think Northwestern has the best shot to beat Notre Dame that's left. Anyway, I'm going to project something and ask you. Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, let's say they're in.
Okay.
Michigan loses either to Penn State or Ohio State. Here are your potential one-loss teams for that fourth spot: Washington State, Oklahoma, or Ohio State.
If it has to be one of those three, it'll be Ohio State.
You really believe after they got the shellacking,
yep,
against Purdue, they'll go in over Oklahoma?
I think so. I really do. I think that even it might not be right, might not be fair, but I think that's how it'll play out if it gets to that point.
Very interesting. All right. There you go for the college football playoffs. That's it for quarter number three. Stick around. We're going to do Ask Greg next.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.